From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is proposing talks about a ceasefire in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his government has submitted a ceasefire proposal. Western media say the proposed ceasefire would begin March 1st, too late to avert a worsening humanitarian crisis in and around the city of Aleppo. Lavrov and Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks in Munich Thursday. European diplomats are skeptical about the offer, which they see as a delaying tactic that would allow Russian airstrikes on Aleppo to continue. U.S. and U.N. officials are warning of a potential humanitarian disaster in the event Aleppo is besieged by Russian-backed Syrian government forces. A humanitarian corridor for Aleppo was said to top the agenda Thursday in coalition talks in Munich. Rebels in Aleppo are laying plans to withstand a siege, which they say could last for some time. Their preparations are being hindered by disagreements among rebel commanders. Meanwhile, a new report by the nonprofit Syrian Center for Policy Research finds that about 470,000 people have been killed since Syria's civil war began 5 years ago. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Ugandan opposition candidate Kizza Besigye says he fears voter bribery could be one of the obstacles to his winning the February 18th election. Besigye has run against President Yoweri Museveni in three previous elections. This is VOA News.